for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday evening, July the 2nd, 2007. Stan Johnson is the speaker of this service, teaching on Show and Tell.
I said in the last days that I would pour my spirit out upon all flesh. I said that my sons and my daughters would prophesy. And I am pouring out my spirit. I also said that I'm going to show signs and wonders. I'm going to show signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth. But take heed that you be not deceived, because others will be demonstrating signs and wonders. Many today are being raised up in witchcraft and sorcery to show signs and wonders. Levitating people up in midair, laying them down in a shopping center 6 feet off the floor. Going up escalators 6 inches above the stairs. Remember Pharaoh's court? They did signs and wonders. But my signs and wonders that I did through my servants destroyed those other ones. My serpents ate up their serpents. Don't believe every spirit, but try the spirits to see if they be of God. Every spirit that comes confessing that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. If people are not telling you that Jesus Christ has come in this flesh and that He is the way to the Father, that He's the way to have your sins forgiven, that He's the way to be cleansed and set free, if they're not preaching that Jesus Christ that came in this flesh and they're demonstrating all kinds of signs and wonders, don't be deceived by them. Don't be deceived by those signs and wonders. For many signs and wonders are going to come, and they're not all from me. So try the spirits. And if that person is not leading you to my son and what my son did on that cross, it's the spirit of Antichrist. Take heed that you listen to the message carefully, because you can't judge always by the signs and wonders, but judge the message. Take it to the Scriptures. Keep from being deceived, for many shall be deceived and led away through many strange doctrines. Every wind will blow in this day. And yet many winds are blowing right now. Many false teachers, many false prophets are out there. So take heed, try the spirits, and watch the life of the messenger. See if it's somebody that's walking with me during the week, and not just in meetings. You'll know them by my fruit. You'll know them by their love. By their love, you shall know that they are my disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Y'all ready for the Word? Yes. Father God, I thank You for the Word of God. Lord, this Word of God is alive. It's sharp, it's powerful as a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of spirit and soul, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And Lord, it'll get down in the joints and the marrow and set Your people free. And I ask You to let freedom come. Use the Word to cast out devils. You would send the Word into people's lives. It would drive out sickness and disease. And Lord, even as these words come out that You've given me for these people tonight, let sickness and disease depart from them, Lord. Let oppression be healed in their lives. Meet their needs, God, we pray. And we give You praise for the signs and wonders that You're doing. Lord, You're doing things all over the earth, and we're just seeing a little picture of it. And Lord, we thank you for showing some signs and wonders even tonight for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, he prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. No enemies in heaven. It's got to be a table on earth. Let me have you know there's enemies all around this camp. People that don't like you. Don't like what you believe and what you stand for. Now, where's my little helpers? You want to help me? All right, come on, help me. Now, I want you to uncover the table. You get that side, and we'll just open up the Word of God to them. There you go. There you go. Yes, boy, you did a good job. Thank you. All right, you sit down now. Praise God. When I go to churches, the first night, children are scattered everywhere. The second night, they're all up front. Now, in the beginning was the Word, that two-edged sword. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word still is God.
Amen.
And the Word will always be God.
Amen.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will never pass away.
Hallelujah.
It's established. It holds things in place out there in the universe. His Word. His Word has power.
Power charge!
The Word of God has power.
Power charge!
And the Word of God can pierce you. He's planting seed inside of you through the words, even tonight. Dr. Noah was planting seed in the people today. Our sister was planting seed. I got some good seed in me today through her teaching. Listen, if you don't deal with that Jezebel, you read what's going to happen to you in Isaiah chapter 3. God's going to make you go bald. He's going to smite you in your secret parts. He's going to make you stink, the stuff he's going to do to you. So you better deal with old Jezebel. God doesn't like Jezebel. Hallelujah. So the Word of God, to as many as received the Word, to as many as received the Word, to them gave He power. How much power charge do you want?
Power charge.
She was putting power charge in y'all today when she was getting the Word inside of your hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Word of God can separate your spirit from your soul.
Yeah.
Did you know you're a spirit being and you're going to live forever? You're a spirit being. You're going to live forever either in heaven or in hell. One of the two. One of the two. You will never ever die. I can tell you that. You'll never ever die. But where do you want to live? God made spirit beings, angels too. He made them all to live forever. We're eternal creatures. And He's given us something to work with. The Word of God. That sword, baby. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. When you get that Word inside of you, you've got a two-edged sword in your hand. You can fight people with the sun. You can fight the enemy. Any of y'all want to check me out? Huh? You want to check out the servant of the Lord? You don't have one of these. Your enemies don't have this. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the Word of God, that's the bottom line to everything. My people perish for lack of this. You better love the Word. You better put the Word first, or you'll perish. God says, my people perish. He's talking about believers. My people perish because they don't want the Word. You know, God says, if you don't like this Word and don't want to hear it, He said, He hates your prayers. He wants you to like this Word. He wants you to love this Word. He wants you to apply this Word to your life. Now, I've got such an exciting teaching tonight. It's going to clear up some things for you. You're going to see some revelation. Hallelujah. Let me read you what I'm going to teach. I'm going to read in Colossians. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 2. And I'll start with verse 1. For I want you to know, Paul was wanting some people to know something. What a great conflict I have for you and for those in Laodicea, and for as many as not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding. He wants you to fully understand something without any question or doubt about it. Full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. He wants you to have full assurance and understanding about the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. He wants you to fully understand that, even to acknowledging that you understand it. We ought to be explaining these things to people. A lot of people don't understand the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. They don't understand it. Well, let the Scriptures explain it to you. Hallelujah. In whom, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God has hid them all in there. He's hidden them in Christ, the Lamb. God's hidden all treasure in Him. It's hidden in there. And it's your pleasure to seek it out. All treasures in there. All wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding. It's in there. Hallelujah. And some people are trying to get it from Buddha. And Hare Krishna. And some of these gurus over there in Timbuktu, wherever. It's all in here. It's in here. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Now, this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with enticing, with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, be rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men and not according to Christ. For in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Now I want to read you one more here in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I've got it marked here somewhere. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Then we're going to really illustrate this. Now, I'll start with 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, let's see. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Christ has a head. Christ has a head. Now let me illustrate what I've shown you. Praise God. This right here represents God the Father. This represents God the Father. Look at there. Look at His righteousness. Sort of got some glitter about it, hasn't it? That represents God the Father, this one. Look at that. Look at that power that's in Him. He created things with that. Look at that. The power. Look at all this wisdom that's in there. Look at all that knowledge. Look at all that life. Look at all that life. Life. Just overflowing in. Life. That's the life of God. Hallelujah. Now let me sort of illustrate God to you a little bit. There He is. God the Father. He said, my arm is not short that I can't deliver. He said, what's too hard for me? I'm God. Show me one thing that's too hard for me. We can just read Genesis and some Exodus and some of those things and, wow, he's really something what he can do. He said, I can do anything. My arm's not sure. He's all powerful. He made a man. Made a man out of the dust of the earth. And then he took a rib out of his side and made a woman with it. Hairdo and all. He said, nothing's too hard for me. My arm's not short. How about a gold crown? If you need a crown in your mouth. Now I showed this. The kids will like this one. You know, the people coming out of Egypt, there weren't any dentists out in the wilderness, and maybe they had need the root canal. So they, God, help me. You healed everybody, God. You healed me. I need a root canal. Now, see my teeth? I don't have any gold crown. Lord, help me. Boy, thank you, Lord. God can do anything. He can fix your teeth. God's fixing people's teeth in different parts of the world right now. He put a gold crown in my mouth years ago. I've told people about it, and he's put three of them in people's mouth that just heard my testimony. God will confirm your testimony. He'll confirm your message. He works with you and confirms your message with signs following. Hallelujah. So he can do anything. Hallelujah. He said, my arm's not short. He healed all those people coming out of Egypt. Opened up an ocean with that arm. Closed it on their enemies. Show me one thing too hard for me. Made water come out of a rock. It'd keep going if you'd believe. Oh, ye of little faith. So that's Almighty God. That represents God the Father right there. There he is. Now, this is the Holy Ghost. Same material, isn't it? Same nature. It's his spirit is what it is. God's Holy Spirit. There he is. Look at him. He'll comfort you. If you let him inside of you, he'll teach you. He wants to get on inside of people and teach them. He came on top of holy people and told them what to put in the Bible. And then he gets inside of people and explains it to you. It's like having the author of the book. It's like having the author of a book explaining what's in it. Man, Holy Ghost. You know, he doesn't even speak on his own. Only what he hears the Father say does he say. He does not talk without the Father telling him what to say. So when the Holy Ghost is talking to you, God the Father is talking to you. Hallelujah. So he can do a lot of things to you, for you. He's got gifts. I mean, I showed these before. Let me show them again. I mean, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Look at there. Look at those gifts. And see, this is the gift that allows you to get all that. See, that gift there is Christ. He's the free gift. Salvation is a gift. There's a price on this one, $7.99. But you can't buy salvation at any price. It's not for sale. By grace are we saved through faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. So once you get that, the Holy Ghost can divide these things out to you. And do you know God tells you to covet earnestly the best gifts?
Yes.
We ought to be coveting these gifts.
Yes. Amen.
Covet earnestly these gifts. Why? Because it'll help others. If you've got a gift, you can give it to somebody.
Amen.
For example, I showed this one, and it's a good illustration of this. God hides these gifts inside of your hands. He said He hides His power and lightning bolts in your hands. God hides His power and lightning bolts in your hands. And that's why He says, lay hands on the sick. You're imparting something when you do it. He hides it inside of people. Some people say, I don't believe in that laying on of hands. Look what they're missing. Look what they're missing. Boy, wouldn't you like the hands laid on you? Look at there. These gifts of God. He's equipping His church with gifts. He's wanting you to learn how to use them and operate in them and not be timid and ashamed and embarrassed to be used. Hallelujah. I met a good brother back there, old Fred. Where are you, Fred? Stick your hand up there, Fred. Where are you? I don't know where he is right now. He's a precious brother from Germany. He escaped from Germany. And he said, man, I've got a testimony. It takes about 2 minutes how I escaped from Germany. I want to hear it. I told him I wanted to hear it. I don't see Fred here right now, but these gifts, hallelujah. Some of these gifts are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Then there's all kind of other gifts. And the Holy Ghost divides those out to everybody as He wills. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, are you sure y'all are not satisfied where you are in the Lord? Are y'all satisfied or y'all still want to learn and go on deeper in God? Some people say, I'm satisfied. I go to church once a week, no more. I spent 3 minutes learning a scripture this week. Thank you. Drop my. Let me tell you one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me in ministry. I was teaching one time, like, desire the milk of the word that you might grow. And I had this little bottle that looked like milk. And you could turn it up like this and do that thing and it would disappear, you know. And there was a little girl about the second row that the mother had told her that she was too big to still be on the bottle. So here I'm sucking on that thing up there, and that little girl is getting so upset with her mother. She's just punching her mother. Mother, just, and it's like, gosh, what's going on there? They told me after the service, we just took her bottle away, said she was too big. And here you were up there with a bottle, big guy that you are. One of the funniest things I ever saw. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There He is. Same material. There's only one Spirit. Everything is contained in that one Spirit. Here's something here. That's the Spirit of Christ. That's the Spirit of Christ. Look at there. Same nature. Same stuff. Same stuff. That's the Spirit of Christ. And God says if nobody has not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of mine. That makes you belong to the Lord. The Spirit of Christ. There He is. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, see, on the outside you could see the flesh part. That's what was inside of Him. The Spirit of Christ was in Him. This enjoyed fellowship with His Father even before the world was formed. And that was inside of His Son walking this earth. And He talked about the fellowship He had before He came to this earth. The fellowship that He shared with His Father. But they could only see His flesh. Remember He said, Father, into Thy hands I entrust My spirit. Thief on the cross got one little taste that day. Lord, remember me. This day you're going to be with me in paradise. The other thief turned that bite down. So, there's the Spirit of Christ. There's the three right there. There's the three right there. There he is. He walked this earth 2,000 years ago saying, I am the Son of God. I'm the Lamb of God. I am the Lamb. I'm going to die for your sins. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. I'm going to take stripes so you can be healed. I'm going to be wounded for your transgressions. Bad things y'all have done, told lies here and there. I'm going to be wounded for those transgressions. See, they wounded him. They beat up on him. Boy, they whipped him. Beat him. He walked around telling people that he came to take away their sins. I came to take away your sins. All that old Jezebel stuff. Keep telling the people what you're telling them. I came to give you life more abundantly. That was his message. I love you. That was his message. So you see what was in him. What's on that table up there? Spirit of Christ was in him. There he is. I need a Kleenex. Let's see if I can find one. Do we have any Kleenex? Here we go. Okay, thanks. Okay, you got yours open there. Thank you. I better take the aspirin. Now, all this is in heaven. And here you are. There you are. Some people are saying that everybody's going to get saved regardless. Muslims and Buddhists and all that kind of stuff. That's not the way I see those scriptures to me. I'm going to go by what's written in that word. So here we are on the earth. And the plan is, he says, you pray thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. And I forgot to show you one thing about the Holy Ghost. This is good. The kids will like it. Jesus said, now look, the Holy Ghost came down on Jesus like a dove. You remember when he was baptized in water, came down and sat on him. And he stood up. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he has anointed me. And then he said, after he came back to life, he said, now look, I'm going back to be with my Father. And it's important to you that I do, because if I don't, I can't send him to you. But he's been promised to you and your children, your children's children, and to as many as the Lord thy God will call. Y'all go, it wasn't a suggestion. He never makes a suggestion in Scripture. They're all commands. He said, I command you to go and wait till he comes. 120 people were sitting there. And all of a sudden they heard something like a rushing mighty wind. It could have sounded like this. They heard it. They heard that. Peter heard it. Mary heard it. Mary felt it too, I imagine. He came. The power of God came to the earth. The same power that rested on Christ came to this earth. They heard it. They felt it. And the Holy Ghost set on every one of them's head like a tongue of fire. Gave them some abilities to prophesy. They were able to preach the word in a language they never learned. That's different from your prayer tongue. Don't confuse the two. Everybody doesn't speak in tongues to be interpreted, but everybody can pray in tongues. And if you don't pray in tongues, you need to. You know one good reason to do it? God says if you bless with the Spirit, you've blessed your food well. You're living in a time where you better make sure you bless what you're eating. So that's good enough right there to want to be able to pray in tongues so you can bless your food well. That's in 1 Corinthians. Now, the Lord says the Holy Ghost, He'll not only be with you, but He'll be in you. He said, don't you know that your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, don't you know your body's the temple of God? Now, this is where it gets tricky. Don't you know? Hold that for him. Okay, let me see it. All right. Don't you know? Now, this is a mystery. Don't you know that your body's the temple of God? Now, I'm illustrating the scriptures. Don't you know that Christ dwells in you lest you be a reprobate? And by the way, if all this is in you, you're dead. That's the mystery of the Godhead. That's the mystery. Christ dwelling in you and ministering through you. Raising the dead through you. Cleansing lepers through you. Multiplying food through you. Forgiving people's sins through you. Healing the sick through you. Opening blind eyes through you. Paul says that all this crucified him. And he said the life he was now living, he was living by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now you see why people call us peculiar people? I'm not bold enough to walk down Main Street anywhere. Yeah, I ought to go down to Hot Springs downtown and tell them, I go out there to Pastor Glenn's place. And I'm one of their speakers out there. Glenn, we could probably draw a crowd. That's the mystery of the Godhead. Your body's the temple of God. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And Christ dwells in you, lest you be a reprobate. There it is. Hallelujah. Now, let's see how to get all that in here. That's the plan. Let's see how you do it. There's a way to do that. Hallelujah. All right, there it is. Those children will never forget this. I promise you, they will never forget it. I go back years later after teaching something, and those teachers say, those kids say, do you have that little thing that does this and does that? Do you have that with you? Honest to goodness. Spirit of Christ, God, the Spirit of God the Father, and there's the Holy Ghost. And here you are. Now, let's show you how to get all that in you. And I can't dip it out of here and put it in there. It's not fair. You're not going to go up to heaven and bring all that down and put it in your jar. Now, God says, I'll take a dead spirit out of you, and I'll put a new spirit in you. And then I'll put my spirit in you and cause you to walk in my ways. So, here's a dead spirit. You take it out and look at it. Now, this is scriptural. All this is scriptural. There's your righteousness like filthy rags. Now, here's what it's supposed to look like. Hallelujah. Here's what you're supposed to look like. Yeah, hold that for me. Let me put it right beside you. Here's what you're supposed to look like. God furnishes the wedding garments. He furnishes everything you need. She's ready. She's ready for the wedding. Hallelujah. You better get ready and stay ready. Because I showed before, and I'll show real quick this other one. There was one here that didn't get ready. She was one of those five foolish virgins. The Bible says the bride has prepared herself and made herself ready. Look at there. Do you think you could open if he knocked on your door like that? Wouldn't you want a few minutes to do a few things? No deodorant on? Hadn't shaved her legs? Hadn't put any perfume on? Fingernails, been biting on her fingernails? Now look, That's part of this camp thing. Y'all are getting ready. You're getting cleaned up. The bride is getting cleaned up, getting prepared for the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't understand eschatology. I don't preach it either. I preach what God's given me to preach, and that's getting all that's in heaven inside of you. If you got all three of them inside of you, nothing's going to take you by surprise. So there is one of the foolish virgins couldn't open when the Lord knocked. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God says, this is your righteousness. And then He said, you look nice on the outside, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. Look at there. That's what Jesus said people were like inside without being born again. That's what He said. Of course, they were all dressed up in their righteousness. That was down inside of them. Jesus was walking around talking to them that had that in them. And Jesus could see all that. He said, He'd walk up to them. They might own half the town. He'd say, you're poor. You're miserable. You're wretched. And you're naked. He wasn't putting them down. He was telling them the truth. They could have asked Him some questions if they were teachable. Hallelujah. So when you die, you get out of your body in some kind of condition. The rich man died. He got out of his body. He had everything on earth. And he got out of his body and had nothing. And you want to hear him? Listen to what he said when he got out of his body and he got in that place of torment. There's a conversation, and it's recorded in the Word of God what he said. Now you see that eye there? Right there, there's an eyeball. He was in a place of captivity. He could see things. He could see Lazarus over there being comforted. Here was old Lazarus, that guy that was laid at his gate. He could see over there. He could see Lazarus over there getting all this good treatment. Man, old Lazarus was over there just getting all this good treatment. Man, he was getting comforted, boy. He was getting all that good treatment. He was getting everything wonderful. And he could see that. And listen to what he said. This is very close. The real scripture says, Father Abraham, have mercy on this. Listen to what he said.
Can you let me out of here? Can you let me out of here?
No way.
Can you let me out of here? Can you let me out of here?
You had your opportunity to go to Lake Hamilton. You could have gotten saved in a denominational church. You could have gotten saved out behind the barn. You could have gotten saved in a shower. He can't come over there and you can't come over here. Someday, that man will get out of hell. Hell is going to be made to give up the dead that are in it. And they're going to stand before that God. And the books are going to be opened. And he's going to be read his life story. Every sin he ever committed. It's all written in that book. And God's going to have to say, you're guilty. Bind him hand and foot and cast him into that lake of fire. Really, it's going to happen. People you don't reach, are going to be standing before God and they're going to be cast into a lake of fire. And I tell people, you can't get people out of hell. But if we'll do our job, we can keep a lot of them from going there. You can keep a lot of people from going to hell if you just tell them your testimony. Tell them your testimony. So God says, I'll take a dead spirit out, and then I'll put a new spirit in you. And then I'll put my spirit in you and cause you to walk in my ways. So let me show you how you get all that in you now. Hallelujah. Starts off with this. Now, in Christ is the Word. See those little pieces of the Word? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It all comes out of Him. It's hidden in Him. Now, let's see how we can do this. Now, this is all we got to work with, the Word. I can't go up to heaven and dip that out and put it down in here. So my chance is the Word. That's the only thing I can get it with. Now, let's see if somebody will put the Word in people. God loves you. Somebody's got to put that in people. Jesus died on the cross for you. Somebody's got to put that in people. God raised Jesus back to life. Now let's see what's going on here. My goodness, that's still not like that. That's still not like that in heaven. Oh my goodness. When He shall appear, we shall all be like Him. That is, if you let Him change you from glory to glory into His image and likeness, you'll be like Him. You want to know God's will for your life? Whom He foreknew, He predestined to be conformed into the image of His Son. You want to know God's will? That's it. That's the bottom line. And then as that Son is being formed in you, then minister. Let that life of Christ minister out of you. So maybe you could just tell them about getting healed. You know, I got a healing. I tell people all the time. I played professional baseball in the Yankees organization for 10 years with a short leg, 1 inch short, and had back trouble. And God grew my leg out and healed my back and called me in the ministry in 1970. I tell that everywhere. So if people are receiving that, faith is coming. But see, nothing's happened yet, has it? And the only way you're going to get that in you is through the Word. That's why it's so important. Maybe we ought to learn two verses a day. Now, somebody's got to tell these people how to get saved. Do you know multitudes of people are in churches that don't know how to get saved? Multitudes of Catholics don't know how to get saved. I've been to Ireland 4 times teaching them. I'm getting a bunch of them saved over there. Getting them baptized in the Holy Ghost. Getting devils cast out of them. Been a while since I was there. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that's proceeded out of the mouth of God. Somebody's got to tell them, whoever calls on the name of the Lord be saved. Somebody's got to get that in them. See, faith is coming all this time. Faith comes by hearing the Word. Faith comes by hearing the Word. So what would happen if we just kept getting that Word in these people out here? If we just kept getting that Word in people, if we just kept getting that Word in people, if we just kept getting that Word in people and watering what others are putting in them. Now, you know, I see a little change, but, you know, it's still not like what's in heaven, is it? But there's a difference, a little difference there. Now, the Word, if you're hearing the Word and applying it to your life, it'll make you some different. If you're not getting a little bit different, so maybe we need a little bit more Word. And look at all the Word we got. Hold that thing up there. Show them. Look at all the Word we got to put in us. Look at it. My goodness. So let's really get serious about it. Let's get serious about it. Let's get serious. Oh, my goodness. That person's changing. I'm seeing some changes going on, Glenn. My goodness. They're not nearly as runny as they used to be. My goodness, I'm seeing something happen. Why, things have passed away. Things are new. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. He's changing me into His image and likeness. Oh, my goodness. When He appears, I'm going to be like Him. When He appears, I'm going to be like Him. Hallelujah. He's still working on me. He's still working on me. Look at there. You keep getting that Word inside of you, and you keep obeying that Word, and it'll change you into His image and likeness. As He is, so are we in this earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're going to be turned into Jesus. I see a lot of them just smiling out of your face. Hallelujah. You know, you can't hide righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost inside of people. It just radiates out. I see Him radiating out for y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't I like Him? Aren't I like Him? Wasn't easy. You got to turn loose of some stuff to get this stuff. You got to get some devils cast out of you. You got to renew your mind. See? Look at what we can have. Look at what we can have. We can have that same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus. That thing was in Christ Jesus. And God says, let this mind be in you that was in Him. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could go to an operating room and get Jesus to lay down on one table and us lay down on another one, open His head up and take this out, open yours up and put it in. You know what you could do with His mind? What He did. You could walk on water. You could multiply food. You could set demoniacs free. You could break up every funeral. And I want to say, now I want to show you two of your biggest enemies. You want to know who your two biggest enemies are that you got to overcome? I'll show them to you. This is doubt. That's right. And this is unbelief. Two biggest enemies. I doubt that. I doubt if I'd get healed if I went up there. I've asked God already, and He hadn't healed me. I don't believe in healing. I mean, they are crazy people out there at Glenn's Place. And I don't believe in casting out devils. Guess what they're going to get to keep? They're devils. They're going to die in their mess. I don't believe that you can have peace in this life. I doubt if any of that stuff out there would help me. Doubt and unbelief. Two biggest enemies. Hallelujah. God wrote the truth in that Word. He cannot lie to His people. Everything in there is true. So what you got to do is you got to renew your mind. If you want His mind, God says you take the Word and renew it. And it's painful. It's painful to renew your mind. Mind, you're going to believe God. He took stripes so you can be healed. Hallelujah. You can get born again and changed. You can get free from your oppression. You don't have to have a nervous breakdown. See, you've got to deal with this carnal mind. This thing's an enemy of God. And this is your born-again man here, and you've got to go through this thing right there. See, this thing's right in between. So you renew your mind with the Word. The only way you're going to get His mind is to renew yours. Keep telling your mind, "Mind, I'm going to study until I believe that stuff." I'm going to confess it till I get it. Hallelujah. And slowly you get rid of your doubt. Slowly you get rid of your unbelief. Then his thoughts are your thoughts. His ways are your ways. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now look what you're filling up with. Look what you're filling up with when you're getting that formed in you. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Not just life, but abundant life. So what? See, as you're getting that kingdom established in you, he said, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he'll quicken your mortal body. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Hey, folks, that's life in me. That's Jesus in me. That's the life of God in me. That's Zoe in me. That's what God breathed into Adam. It's in me. It's in you too. And you can get more in you. You can get more. The peace of God is multiplied through the knowledge of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's within you. Let's go downtown and witness for him. What would happen if you kept on getting the fullness of Christ formed in you? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You can have it in you too. You can have it in you too. You can have it in you too. Hallelujah. You can have it in you. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come and drink. Whosoever will, let him come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. Hallelujah. What would happen if somebody laid their hands on you with all that in them? What in the world would happen if somebody had all that in them and they laid hands on you? Woo! Hallelujah. See why they call me toy preaching? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God chose, you know, God told me probably 200 or 300 times before he gave me this ministry. Here's what God told me. I choose foolish things to confound the wise. I couldn't figure out why he kept telling me that. He told me over and over and over, I choose foolish things to confound the wise. So guess what my ministry is called? I'm a wise confounder. That's what I do. I confound the wise, but I teach those who will become like children. Now, let me show you another good part of this faith. All right. Okay. Now, I need some water. Isn't there some? I saw some somewhere. Do what? I saved a sip. Let's see if that's enough. Okay, that's enough. All right, now somebody can sort of kill those lights for me up here a little bit. Jesus found this woman at the well one day and he said, "Woman, that kind of water you're drinking, you'll thirst again." She was getting some of this water. And he said, "I've got some water that will satisfy you. It will quench your thirst." He was telling her about what she could have in her vessel. She was drinking. He said, "Woman, I've got living water. Living water. And if you'll drink this, you'll live forever." Look in there. Looks good, doesn't it? Look in there. That's living water. That's what we can drink. You want to see it? All right, let me show the children. See, that's living water. That's living water. Living water. Living water. Hallelujah. He said, "Woman, if you drink this water, it'll be like a well inside of your belly." So let me illustrate it this way. Hold it for me. I got a fun ministry. I get to play with toys. All right? So watch this. Oh, I want some of that living water. Wow. I think I'll drink another drink. If I can find it. Wow. Wow. This does satisfy. This satisfies. This will keep your mind and keep your heart. This peace. Peace of God. Keep your mind and keep your heart. It's a bomb going off in 5 minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No plague will come nigh your dwelling. That can get inside of you. He's my ever-present help in time of trouble. That can get inside of you. God's my shield and my fortress. In Him I trust. That will keep you. God talks about the word that you get in you. It will talk to you when you're awake. Do you know this stuff will talk to you when you're awake? It will lead you as you go. Proverbs. It'll lead you as you go. And it'll keep you when you sleep. Psalm 91 needs to get in you.
Yes.
You're going to need that in you.
Yes.
You need to read my book over there, Lost Keys to the Kingdom, too. There's a key to the Psalm 91. A lot of people quote it. But you better know how to use those keys if you want to be safe. Hallelujah. Let me show you this other effect. It's powerful. And it would encourage you. Okay, let me get this other one real quick. Would somebody pull that cord over for me right there? I need to plug it into this thing. Hallelujah. Glenn is a servant of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
You want to see the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are those that will be servants. Those people fixing our food back in the kitchen, doing all that stuff. Now, God says the light of your body is your eye. If your eye be single, keeping it focused on things above, He says your whole body can be filled with light with no part dark. My goodness. Look at the Word of God. The Word of God has light. The entrance of God's Word brings light. What does light replace? Darkness. Lord, I want to know You. The Apostle Paul, this would be a good way to illustrate his life. You get born again. Come in, Jesus, and save me. Oh, thank You, Lord. I was 13 in a Baptist church, and I felt peace and warmth in my heart when I did that. If you had never asked Jesus Christ to come inside of you, He's got to get inside of you for you to be saved.
Amen.
If George Bush walked in here, I couldn't walk up to him and say, "Hi, I know you, George." He said, "No, you just seen me on TV. You just read about me." You've got to have an intimate personal relationship with Him. The devil knows Jesus, knows all about Him. What would happen if we kept our focus on the Lord? He says your whole body can be filled with light, with no part dark. Now see, you're having some darkness cast out of you. You're getting some of that darkness cast out through this camp thing. See here. That's Christ being formed in me. That's Christ being formed in me. Looking pretty good, huh? But look how much more I could put in there. Listen, are y'all satisfied with what you got? Don't be satisfied. Goodness. Bring in. Your whole body can be filled with light with no part dark. Uh-oh. Now listen, when you stop obeying that word, that happens to you. That particular part of the word that you were obeying, when you start disobeying it, that part leaves. I'm writing a book on Once Saved, Always Saved, big question mark. And people better take it serious. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul kept saying, "Oh, that I might know you." See the part that gets in you. That's revelation, and you know him in that area. If you walk in the light, as he is in the light of the word, you'll have fellowship one with another. That's you and God. You can fellowship with what's inside of you. And the blood that's in that word you're obeying. Look at this one I got the other day. Jesus said, "If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll not have any part with me." When you're obeying the word, that's what you're doing. The word contains the blood. When you receive communion, you're partaking of the blood. When you love your enemies, you're partaking of the blood. When you love your neighbor, you're partaking of the blood. Keep drinking the blood. Keep filling up. Paul kept saying, "Oh, that I might know Him." Paul was still going for it. "Oh, that I might know Him. Oh, that I might know Him." Woo, hallelujah. He came pretty close to this. Hallelujah. What would we look like if our whole body was full of light? What did you say? Do I? A Christmas tree would look like, man. That's pretty good. Glenn, we just got to go downtown and witness. Take a generator along. This is my evangelist in town, folks. Come see. Come see him burn. There's a picture of it. That's a picture of your body filling up with light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I start dancing in the Spirit, it's probably a short. God chooses foolish things to confound the wise. Praise God, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Now, where's the other end of that plant? Everybody been plugging that for me? Hallelujah. Everybody pulling that over there for me in the corner. Praise God. Praise His name. I guess I'll close with this one. God says to seek to enter into His rest. Those that have entered into His rest have ceased from their own labors. You want to hear somebody that's entered into their rest? Listen. You know what you'd be like then? those who are led by my Spirit will be sons of God. You'd be like a feather in his hand, and if he wants you over here, he'd go. If he wants you over there at a nursing home, he'd go, hallelujah. Seek to enter into that rest that he has for his people. Praise God. God can do anything. He can dress you like the flowers of the field. Some people worry about getting clothes and this and that. Look here. God says, look what I can do. I can make these flowers come up. And Solomon couldn't dress himself like I can dress one of these things. Now, you want another kind of dress? Okay, how about that one? Got more colors to it, hadn't he? He can do anything. He can do anything. He's God.
Amen.
He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's simple prosperity, folks. Seek first the kingdom instead of seeking the things and letting the things have you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be careful where you keep your heart these days. Y'all are in a good place. You brought your heart to a place where good stuff can get into it. Treasure is being put inside of your hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I would like to show you about 1 minute, a simple illustration of what I've taught you. It'll give you another picture to remember. Now here's somebody. I found this thing probably 25 years ago and never seen another one like it. And it illustrates getting the kingdom of God in you. So here's somebody that says, I want to know him. I want to know him. And if you eat that lamb and let him rule over your life, you'll be like him. If you eat the lamb, you'll turn into a lamb. You want to see her turn into a lamb? All right, here it is. Lord, come into my heart and Satan. Now let's see if there's a lamb in there. No lamb in there. She asked Jesus to come in and save her. You know what she's done? She's tasted the heavenly gift. That's all. Pull that too. Here's what she's done. Here's all she's done. Here's all she's done. And people wonder why they're not like it. Here's all she's done. Come in, Jesus, and save me. First step is you taste the heavenly gift. Come in, Jesus. That's how much of him you got. That's how much of him you got. That's what the thief got on the cross. A lot of people have tasted the heavenly gift. I did in the Baptist church, 13 years old, and I wondered why I wasn't different. He says to eat the whole lamb. So the second bite, love your wife like Christ loved the church. I can't love her. She burns my toast and my eggs every morning. That's not going to change you if you don't eat that. I don't care how much she burns your eggs and toast. Love her. You love her, it'll kill something in you. It'll change you something. Look, the plan is to get what's in heaven in earth. Love your neighbor. He throws his garbage on my side of the fence. If he was more lovable, I could love him. You want to change or you want to keep being the way you are? Bring your tithes into the storehouse. I don't believe in that stuff. You want to rob God? He says you're robbing. Stick him up! I earned $500 this week and I'm not giving you that $50. Stick him up! I robbed him for $50. You know he'll curse me for it?
That's right.
He says he will. When I was hungry, you fed me. And you tried to feed people that are hungry? Bless those that curse you. Don't bless them that way. Bless them. This will change you. Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together, as a matter of some is. Some people won't eat that. I don't need to go to church. It's me and God in this thing. Don't you know the scripture that says the anointing inside of you will teach you all things? Well, why did he give teachers then? You better humble yourself, because God's not going to give you all the revelation. Hallelujah. Look at all the lamb you could eat. Look at all the lamb you could eat and change. Every bite would change you. Every bite would change you. Children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. You've got to eat that. You've got to eat it. You've got to obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Honor them. So let's see how she changed as she applied that word. Watch her. From glory to glory. He's changing her. She's trying to bring forth a son. Ask some of these women about how painful it is. You're trying to bring forth a son. His name is Jesus. It's painful. They scream and holler. Sometimes they murmur and complain. Don't ever get near me again. Sometimes they'll say, I hate you. Always remember, it'll feel good when it quits hurting. Look at what's happening to this person that wanted to know the Lord. Oh my goodness. Well, she's disappearing. A lot of things have passed away. A lot of things have passed away. Oh my goodness. What would happen if I'd lay that hand on people? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. People say, where in the world did she go? Where did she go? I used to know her when she was a lot different. Where did she go? Where did she go? Listen to what Paul said. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Paul says, but nevertheless I live. Paul says, I'm still down in here. I still live, but yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. That Christ that's in heaven has been formed in me. In the life that I'm now living in the flesh, I'm living by the faith of the Son of God. He'd get shipwrecked, shake a snake off in the fire, and heal everybody in the camp. That's the picture. Hallelujah. That's where we ought to try to go. And it's painful. It is painful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'll conclude it with a marriage real quick. Give me the groom there. Okay, here he is. I don't know when he's coming back. I don't know how all that works, but I know there's a wedding. He will be back someday. I don't teach it because I don't understand it. I don't believe anybody's got all the chronological order of things. I mean, I hear one saying this and one saying that, and it's like, hey, I'm putting it all on the shelf, and I'm just sort of waiting. The more I get of that Christ formed inside of me, the more I'm not going to be taken off guard. So one of these days, he'll come just like he left, and looky here. Ooh, my goodness. And we could all quote the end of the story, and they... Y'all read those stories too, didn't you? They lived happily ever after. Now let me illustrate one more thing real quick. Hello, it's me. I'm the Lord. You seem surprised. You seem shocked. Come here. I'm the Lord. How do I look? How do I look? Pretty good?
Yeah.
I've got to show you your place. I want to show you your place. I've known exactly what you like down there on that earth. You like flowers. How do you like these right here? These are yours. No weeds either, are they? There are no weeds here. The curse is gone. How about this? I know what you like before. Look at here. Oh, my goodness. Look at here. How you like that? That's yours. That's yours. Look at all this. Look at this. That's yours. It'll never rust. Never get old. Look at this. How about this? You can sing. Hallelujah. Look at all this stuff I prepared for you. Didn't I say I had gone to prepare a place for you? Didn't I say I'd come back and receive you to myself? Come on, let me show you some more of your place. Look at this. How about that? That's the dinner bell up here. Look at all this stuff. How about that? That's yours. Look at this. Look at that. Isn't it nice what you got here? This is all yours. It's yours. Look at all this stuff. Look at all this stuff. It's all yours. It's all yours. Wasn't it worth serving me down there? Didn't I say that my rewards are going to be with me? You so like what you've seen so far? And this is only one little part of your mansion. Go check out the other. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Lord, we praise You, God. We praise You, mighty God. We thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for the Word. You see the mystery of the Godhead? God the Father. He's the head of Christ. He's the head of Christ. Look at that. He's the head. Jesus said, my Father, He's my God and He's your God. That's what He said. He's my Father and He's your Father. Jesus never did anything that He didn't tell Him to do. Jesus always obeyed His Father. He said, I only tell you what my Father tells me to say. Only do what my Father shows me. God the Father had a perfect vessel that He could do exactly what He wanted to in this earth. He found His Son that would be that person. Christ is the head of man. Now this is another teaching. I'm not going to teach it, but I'm just giving you some visual pictures. Christ is the head of man. Wouldn't it be something? Lord, don't let me drop it. Hallelujah. My wife would be having a conniption. Okay. Now, wouldn't it be something? God told Jesus what to say and what to do. And Jesus wants to tell us what God's will is. Wouldn't it be something if Jesus, if man would do everything Jesus would tell him? If man would do everything Jesus would tell him, God's will would be being done to that man. And how about us putting woman up under there? That's the way the authority goes down, just like that. God, the head of Christ, the head of man, the head of woman. Why don't we do the will of God? Why don't we do what Jesus said to do? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to ask the children not to get into stuff when it's over. As a matter of fact, I would like a couple of adults, when I sort of get to that point, to cover this and get it out of the temptation of the children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we just bless You. God, I don't know what You want to do right now. Lord, they've had a lot of deliverance today. They've had a lot of deliverance today, God. I don't know what You want to do. Let me know what You want to do, mighty God. Let me know what You want to do, mighty God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.